This is Erica from the Yellow Door Choir, and you're listening to www.radio-up.org.
Basically, I was waking up 3-4 times a night, getting about 4 hours of sleep to 5 hours on average.
I have a lot of problems falling asleep in general. My mind kind of races. I kind of have a hard time stopping myself from thinking.
I can fall asleep, but then I wake up in the middle of the night and I just can't get back to bed.
I have the same problem. I wake up around 3-4 o'clock in the morning, try to go back to sleep, but nothing that I tried worked to help me to fall back asleep.
My sleep problem started when my son was a baby. He woke up every night and I had to get up, and after that I just couldn't sleep well anymore.
Hi, my name is Christine.
My name is Catherine.
We will be discussing the different kinds of sleep problems, but you have problems getting...
Staying asleep, and well, I mean, I've had to think about ways of getting back to sleep. I listened to a video with crashing waves.
I have similar problems. I listen to the rain, and sometimes thunderstorms, or a crackling fireplace on my computer, and that'll help me fall asleep. If I wake up during the night, I have so much trouble going back to sleep. I've tried watching a TV show, knitting, I'll do various things in the house. The problem I have with that is it gets me awake. I get so wound up, I'm awake. So I find that a very difficult thing. I'm not sure if that was a good suggestion to do something when you wake up to help you get back to sleep. Catherine, how about you?
Well, I tend to get very anxious, and that loops inside my head, and I can't seem to see the end of it. I mean, it's like having a hamster spinning his wheel inside the head. Then I toss and turn in the bed, and then I get up, and I feel exhausted. Then I have problem trying to explain what the problem is, and he tells me it's not medical, that I should try and go for walks in the afternoon instead of taking a nap, because I wind up sleeping 10 to 11 hours a day.
Yes, one of the problems I was told that can prevent me from sleeping is I have a nap in the afternoon. My therapist said that, and she told me not to have a nap, no longer than 15 minutes. But if you're exhausted, if you're drained from your activity, you're not going to be able to sleep for 15 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I nap for 2 hours, so I just feel out of sync.
Yes. Also, the walks in the evening. If you go for a long walk in the evening, that's supposed to help. You clear your head, and you get exercise, and then you're able to fall asleep.
I should be doing it in the afternoon, and we have a dog, so I think I'll bring the dog for a walk, and I think she'll be very happy with the occasion.
That sounds like a great idea, taking a dog for a walk.
Yes.
I would recommend that.
Mm-hmm.
Just to mention, I have black room darkening curtains. So when I close them, it's completely dark in my room, and this helps me to go. This is one of the things that aids sleep.
I can sleep whenever, wherever. I have a blind, you know, a rolling blind, so, and that is totally opaque. But I find that I can sleep in the afternoon with a crack, and the light can be beaming on me, and I'll be sleeping like a log.
Okay, so I think that would be it for today.
Yeah, I think that'll be it. I'm running out of ideas.
Margaret Trudeau, and you're listening to www.radio-up-org. Have a good day.